going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Round going to the lowly Cleveland Browns.
I think he's still waiting to hear his name.
Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan joins us in studio. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Scott.
Why does everybody care about this? Why did I wake up the next day and say, did anyone take the Sanders kid?
Because it's what the NFL needed. Like, it's the story they needed. Not necessarily the story they initially asked for, but it's the story they needed. They ended up with 600,000 people going to the draft. It's become a huge event. Over 300,000 in Kansas City, over 600,000 went to Green Bay, which is crazy. 200,000 the first night. The population of Green Bay is 105,000. And yet they had over 200,000 people there. You talk about trying to find a place to pee. I mean, come on. I mean, there's so many people. Yeah, there's like over 750,000 at the draft in Detroit last year. It's become a huge event. But the ratings were good. And when Shadur's not, you know, drafted, when's he going to be drafted? Helps the ratings, right? I mean, so I'm not saying the NFL had anything to do with it at all. It just worked out well for him that he wasn't taken initially. I thought he'd go to Cleveland, but in the second round is when I had Shadur after the first night. It's like, well, Cleveland's got two of the first four picks in the second round. Maybe he goes to Cleveland.
Not to be a conspiracy theorist, do you think the NFL manipulated this in some way?
No, I don't think they did at all. I'm just saying it worked out very well for him.
Let me read this front page story from The Athletic. It says, let this serve as a lesson. If you intend to enter the elite workforce that is NFL quarterbacking, you had best come with a healthy respect for the process, the humility to acknowledge that you are never as good as you think, and realize that, despite your best efforts, you are at the mercy of powerful, powerful executives.
Yeah.
Is that what this was?
Now, that's kind of crap, to be honest with you. Can you win games? That's
So if he was so good, then why didn't they take him?
Well, there's a lot of things that go with Shadur. On the negatives was maybe his attitude, kind of, and because, you know, Deion was his agent. Deion was he and Shiloh's agent, like representing them. Yeah. And Shiloh today wasn't even drafted. His brother, he goes and signs with Tampa. And then he goes out and hires Drew Rosenhaus, who's like one of the powerhouse agents in the NFL, to be his agent. So goodbye, Deion. Hello, real agent. That he got something that Shadur probably would have benefited from to get good advice. But, you know, all this stuff about, you know, the way he went through interviews, because Deion, there was talk about how he did his interviews and when he didn't want to deal with people because he knew he was going to be a top 10 pick. He was that talented. He was going to be a top 10 pick, and he knew.
But he played both sides, though, too.
Well, Deion, Deion could do everything, but he's mainly defense, of course, one of the best corners we've ever seen. But with Shadur, what's really interesting is, as a quarterback, yeah, it's great. You have to have the arm strength and accuracy and all that. You have to have it. But you got to have where people like to play for you. You have to have your teammates like you. Like Patrick Mahomes, when he came in here, humble as could be, top 10 pick. Okay, Alex Smith is a starter. Alex Smith, you know, has him to dinner, kind of teaches him the ropes. That was very important to his development, I think, was Alex Smith when he was here. But he goes to dinner with the guys. And you don't have to be a first-round pick, second-round pick, or whatever. He don't care. Seventh-round pick, undrafted, he didn't care. Patrick Mahomes doesn't care. It's your friend. And he brings him down to Camp Pat, I call it, in Texas, the Camp Patrick, where he brings all these players down to Texas. A lot of them, some are superstars. Some of them aren't even close to superstars, but they like him. He plays video games with people. He eats with them. Like, you have to have these kind of intangibles as a quarterback, because raw talent can only get you so far. Shadur, back at Colorado, I think they played his own music in the locker room after wins with him singing. I don't know. I don't know how well that goes over with the players, but he needed to be humble. He got humbled. This humbled him. It's actually a good spot for him to land, because Cleveland is a land of terrible quarterbacks. So if you're ever going to get a chance to play, this is the place to go. It's unfortunate they traded away the two pick, because that was Travis Hunter. That so, ended so up being in Jacksonville. That was clear, his teammate in Colorado.
You don't think that there were a bunch of backroom meetings where they said, we are going to show this kid. Who does this kid think he is? We are going to send a message, and let's just pass.
Well, I think the quarterback class wasn't that good.
Yeah.
And there's a few teams that needed quarterbacks or wanted quarterbacks. So when he does an interview real well, I mean, there's talk of him where having music playing in his headset when he's doing interviews. He went to the combine, didn't throw. Like, he still went there to shake hands with everybody and talk. At his pro day, he didn't throw either. Like, these are opportunities. Like, you're not that superstar quarterback you think you are. You needed to perform. He needed to go out there and perform so teams could trust you, because that's a lot of investment, you know, in a first-round quarterback where he wanted to go. But he just kind of got a bad rap with the attitude and everything else. I will say this, though. If he is humbled, on the positives, he did throw for a lot of yards. He kind of helped turn Colorado around.
Yeah.
His receiver, Travis Hunter, became number two pick in the draft and also won the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver because of Shadur Sanders. And he was sacked 152 times. He was always on his back, didn't have a running game, didn't have an offensive line. But he has that one intangible that teams look for, and that's toughness, because he always played.
But you talked about the negatives. The positives. He had a 76% passing completion rating, number one in Division I. He threw for 36 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, but 36 touchdowns, number one in Division I. You were making the point. Owners and GMs and coaches, all they care about is winning.
Really, that's all they care about. They don't care about what you did, like character concerns.
Right, and we can talk about his attitude and his behavior all you want, but Johnny Manziel had attitude, and he went in the first round.
Everything he's done has been legal. There's not been anything illegal that's gone on. Nothing illegal at all. The one thing is, I think the teams look at the Josh Allens, Lamar Jacksons, the Patrick Mahomes of the world, Joe Burrows of the world.
They want a squeaky clean.
Not necessarily squeaky clean. Do the guys like you? I mean, you can go out and raise as much hell as you want, but do the guys like you? Do they want to play with you? Do they want to see you succeed? And I think that's kind of like, hey, we got to deal with his dad, you know, the stage dads and stuff like that. And, you know, because I know a lot of coaches around here in high school, like football, that will tell the kids flat out, I will deal with you and not your parents. Because parents get out of control. Well, we've all been to youth games, get out of control. But we don't want to deal with your dad.
Was Deion Sanders an albatross around his neck?
To some extent, I think so.
Because
in the beginning, it's like, you know, we're sandbagging. In the beginning, he was talking about, you know, choosing which team his sons went to go play for and things like that. I mean, you got to humble yourself.
Eli Manning did that with Diego with Archie Manning right behind him.
They did. It happens. And we've seen other quarterbacks. Quinn Ewers slid all the way to the seventh round. Didn't think he would slide that far. But again, I think it's a big point with these guys.
I was telling this earlier.
Right now, he's got to humble himself.
It's a real life reality show because there's always one kid that is sitting there that isn't being chosen for whatever reason. And the cameras are on that kid and on the family as every single name is called and it's not your name. And there's something just intrinsically human about that moment because we've all not been picked for a job, for a team, on the school playground. Like, my heart breaks for the kid. I know he's cocky. I know his dad is Deion Sanders. I know that he had some success at Colorado. I actually felt sorry for him.
It gets tough watching a kid with your dreams. Once your dream is to play professional football, and you see these dreams just slip, sliding away. I mean, you think you're the man, right? You think you're the man. All of a sudden,
you're not.
A fifth-round pick going to Cleveland. I mean, that humbles you.
How much money did that cost him?
Oh, a significant amount being a fifth-round pick.
Tens of millions?
Not tens of millions, but the second contract, that's where he can make the money if he can play. Because if he can play, he'll make a ton. Like Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick for the 49ers. Played the Chiefs a couple years ago.
He was Mr. Irrelevant.
It's about $1 million. Yeah, it was Mr. The final pick in the draft was Brock Purdy. He was the dead last pick. And the Chiefs would have had it this year, but they traded it, ended up trading it at the last moments to New England to move up and get a running back in the seventh round.
Do you like who we got?
I did. I think I didn't like the first round. for Kansas City because it's not, he's not 100% healthy. He's not, you count on Josh Simmons to come out playing, but I loved what they did on day two and day three. I really think they got players that can help him. I mean, I wish they kind of would have gone more offense because it's not like this offense is great. I mean, it's hard going in with the same cast of characters. What's the definition of insanity? What, doing the same thing over again, expecting different results? That's the same cast.
I would argue it's doing the same thing over and over again, knowing the result.
There you go. Well, that's more important. But Shadur, you know, watching him play, he did do some things at Colorado. That team was, Spuds team was on College Game Day. That team made a Fox afternoon game. They made that school a ton of money. People wanted to go there. The football program turned around. He was a big part of that. But now you're without Deion, because he went from Jackson State with Deion to Colorado with Deion. Mm-hmm. So Travis Hunter. But you know, Travis Hunter, people bought into him and believed him because he was for winning the Heisman Trophy, being named the Biletnikoff Award winner and the big Narek on defense. People bought into him because he portrayed himself with the humbleness that I think you need.
Until he came out when he was picked number two and he was very cocky.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, you know, we mentioned the drama of the NFL draft. And Dana was checking in over the weekend, you know, where is Shadur going?
Someone pick him. I don't even care.
That helped the NFL. That helped the NFL.
Here's my point. I was in Mexico. I leave my phone in my room because I don't want to bring it down to the pool. I don't want it to disrupt my vacation.
No, you shouldn't.
But I would.
With a cocktail?
I don't drink. But
well, I know that, but it's just anybody's cocktail. I had a lot of 7-Up.
But
what could spill that?
Throughout the afternoon, I would go up to the room to get on NFL.com on my phone to see where Sanders went. And he never went anywhere.
You checking on Shiloh?
No. But I was checking on Shadur because it became dramatic. It was
a story, man.
It was a reality show, I think, if I can borrow your term.
And Mel Kiper helped ESPN by always, you know, constantly complaining about it. What's the NFL doing? They're not getting this right. They're letting Shadur fall.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Hey,
it's not the NFL's fault.
It wasn't, but it worked perfect for him. Like, it worked perfect for him in ratings. It had 13.6 million viewers on that first night. They carried good viewership.
Nobody watches the fifth round.
I did.
Unless Shadur. Well, I know, but you're a.
Weird.
You're crazy about it. I mean, I would never watch the fifth round of the NFL draft.
And there we all were.
But I was.
Yeah.
Because Shadur Sanders had not been picked yet.
Yeah. You liked it. Free falling away.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jay Bigley.
These guys take it to heart, man. Just like Mahomes will count out on his hands. Like,
the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 79. Yes.
Because Trubisky went wide. He's sitting there counting on his fingers where he went. I mean, these guys remember, man. They know. They got memories like elephants.
Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan. Always a pleasure to have you in. Thank you much for your expertise.
Thank you, guys. Good seeing you.
Logan Weber, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So when I was out of town, the poor Pope died.
Yes.
And they have set the conclave to replace Pope Francis. It is going to begin on Wednesday, May 7th, according to the Vatican today.
And then we wait, we look at the smoke, and we wait.
Right. If it's black smoke, another vote. White smoke, we got us a new pope.
Okay. What you missed were the 250,000 people that, you know, went by to pay their respects, and some of them took selfies, Scott.
No.
And posted them.
No.
Oh, Google it. You'll get results.
With a dead pope?
Oh, yes. Full display.
Oh, God.
People were asked not to bring out their cell phones inside of the chapel, and they did. And some of them took selfies with the Pope. Welcome home, Scott.
Good to be home. 1 year after a nationwide unpaid toll texting scam, say that three times fast, surfaced in the Sunflower State, leaders have once again warned community members not to fall victim. I got another text the other day saying, this is my last chance. I have to pay now or forever hold your peace. The Kansas Turnpike Authority says that after nearly a year of warnings to travelers about a nationwide fraudulent texting scam, it has once again urged Kansans to be cautious about unpaid toll texts. Quoting here from Danelle Brown, the senior customer service manager with KTA, we do not send text messages about tolls.
This was in my stack last week that ended up scattered all around me and on the floor and in places that we're still finding stories while you were gone. Americans, according to the FBI, last week lost $16.6 billion to scammers just in 2024, Scott. $16.6 billion, significantly up from 2023. And a lot of them were elderly residents, but a whole bunch of them were under the age of 70 or 80. I mean, I think it was like 5 billion were elderly. So more than half were not considered elderly victims.
Because if you pay, let's say that you fall for this scam.
Yeah, right? They want your credit card.
That's exactly right. And so you think you're paying a $4.18 charge to the KTA, Kansas Turnpike Authority.
Yep.
Once they get your credit card information, the three numbers on the back, your expiration date, your full name as it appears on the front of the card, you are screwed.
Correct. It was 250,000 Americans that we know of that were victims of these scams last year with more than $16 billion lost.
So let me repeat. The Kansas Turnpike Authority says they do not send text messages regarding unpaid tolls. If you get a text, it's because you signed up for text alerts, but they will not text you for an unpaid bill.
One of the things they said last week, and share this with all of your relatives, I don't care if they're elderly or if they're 20, if your phone rings and it is somebody you don't know, never return the call based on a phone number. Make them leave you a voicemail. Then Google the place to see if you really need to call back. Online search the phone number. Just put it in the Google box and it'll say if it's a scam, Scott.
How is it that they can't track these people down?
Because they're overseas.
Somewhere in Asia or Europe or Africa.
I think sometimes it's somebody here that just wants to take your card and go to Walmart. But I think most of the time that you are never, ever going to get your money back.
A massive stone monolith has been found protruding from the Pacific Ocean seafloor like a giant finger.
Which one?
Probably the middle. According to NOAA Ocean Exploration, the pillar is 49 feet high, 36 feet long, and 13 feet wide, and sits at a depth of 6,700 feet.
Okay, say that again.
Guys,
I don't even pay attention to stories like this that come from science-y magazines. Even this one made me go, wait, what?
The monolith is 49 feet high.
5 stories tall.
Yeah, roughly. 36 feet long and 13 feet wide.
It is down 6,700 feet in the Pacific. How did it get there? Come on, this is weird.
It was encountered on Tuesday, April 22nd, when the ship Okeanos Explorer sent a remotely operated vehicle to explore a submerged ridge northwest from Honolulu. Scientists were initially unsure what was confronting them in the dark. That's like a huge rock. Or is that a wall? Or what is that, said one researcher heard on a live broadcast. That's wild. This is a weird rock. Looks like a chimney. This shows the moment the base of the monolith rock came into view of a remotely operated camera on April 22nd at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
What is it?
It was shiny.
You couldn't build it. You couldn't put it down there.
It was shiny, and the rock had a forest of sea life clinging to its sides, to one side, but not the other.
The whole thing is weird. Even NOAA says this is weird. The oceanic atmospheric people. Not NOAA like the Ark. I'm just saying. I mean, although Noah would probably find it weird, too.
Not to be confused with Noah the Ark.
Right. You don't think that's a little weird that
I think
a
it's very weird.
Story thing is just sitting on the ocean floor 7,000 feet below us?
I think it's very weird. You know, it's often thought that the moon came from a collision in the Pacific Ocean or perhaps at the Yucatan Peninsula.
Maybe it's part of the moon.
Dan, you want to weigh in? I mean, this is right in your wheelhouse.
I'm KNBC 9. First,
hi, Brian. Just getting an update. Do you have any thoughts on the monolith?
I think it's awesome.
Well, what is it, Dan? It's 5 stories tall.
Well, it's one of those, it's a dike. It's a geological thing.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
It's a geological thing.
You don't think it's from outer space?
No. It was built by the people that live under the water.
Oh, stop it. Mm-hmm. It was built by the water people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gigantic middle finger to a mermaid who was scorned.
Do you think it's part of Atlantis?
That's probably exactly what it might be.
Mm-hmm. 913-586.
Very pretty sure.
7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks. Found this story for Dana today from Fox 4. Window washing is underway at a spa on State Line Road in Kansas City, Missouri, after it was the target of vandalism over the weekend. Graffiti appeared days after a former employee of Fusion Spa appeared in court. Ji Jiang pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of sodomy against him in court earlier this week. Those charges stem from claims made by former clients of the spa.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting here from his legal counsel, Alex Valen, as a general policy, our office does not comment on... A woman who was identified as the owner of the spa had nothing to say when asked for comment on the graffiti that she was cleaning up. On Monday, she also had no comment when asked about the accusations against Ji Jiang.
So while I was gone really quick on my vacation, 3 more women came forward with claims of sexual assault, which I believe brings the total to 9. We are at 9 women, some of them as young as 17 or 18. Scott was the one young woman we spoke to who was assaulted at the time.
Correct.
They would go in sometimes with their mother, sometimes with their romantic partner. They would go in for a massage. Everything starts out okay. And then Hansie McHansie, perv.
Alleged.
You know, starts doing what he's doing. And so 9 women, and I have been screaming toward the, you know, Board of Healing Arts, toward like the licensure people, trying to warn people on social media that this happened.
Do you have to be licensed in Missouri to be a masseuse?
What we know is that he was not licensed, and they knew it. So for anyone who says, well, what if this was just one bad apple sexually assaulting women who went in, you know, a vulnerable state to get a massage. Mm-hmm. What if this is one bad apple? I don't buy that argument. You have to throw out the entire tree with this bad apple because they knew this was happening. Multiple women had run out screaming, crying, and calling 911. So they knew it was happening and they allowed him to continue, quote, working, even though he had no license to perform massages. And on top of that, 9 women say they were sexually assaulted. So my beef, if you will, is not only with this idiot who's been charged and may he rot in prison, but with the building and the owner and anyone who worked there who knew this was happening and allowed it to continue.
What I'm curious about is, so the owner is outside. I mean, let me backtrack for a second. Fusion Spa at what is it? 139th?
30th and State Line.
130th. Okay. State Line. Does not have the best reputation in town anymore, would you say?
That is accurate. If you Google it, you will get results.
So riddle me this, Batman. How are they even still open? Who would go into that spa?
Someone who just Googles, I need a massage, and doesn't read the news, doesn't see...
Reviews.
Or if you Googled massage near me, that would pop up as an address, but not necessarily pop up the charges against him and what has happened. So I won't shut up about it. I just keep telling everybody this happened because, you know, you remember the story that the young girl told us. She went in, her mom was in a separate room. She was in this room and she said, I just froze. You just never think something like that is going to happen. And then it does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my daughters could have gone in there, Scott. My mother could have gone in there. Wow. Nine women did and came out and now need therapy. So
I'm not going to name names, but there are several women that I know who have been to, you know, name your massage business here in town, who have felt a little creep. It wasn't what is alleged in the case of Fusion Spa, but where they're, you know, I mean, you're in a, borrow your term, you're in a vulnerable state. You're clearly in a state of undress underneath a sheet, usually.
Yep.
That is just perfectly pulled down to a certain level, et cetera, et cetera. But I have known a handful of women in my life who have told me that they were in a massage parlor and it was just getting a little too close for comfort.
Right.
Not that they felt sexually assaulted, but that it was just getting too close.
Yep.
I mean, where do you draw, and I ask out of ignorance because I'm not a woman, where do you draw that line?
Well, obviously
it's where you become to feel uncomfortable.
Male or female massage therapist, they should never be crossing over the divide, if you know what I mean. And that and beyond is what is alleged to have happened here.
And I believe more than that, actually.
Yes. And so these are felonies. This mm-hmm. was not, oh, oops, my hand slipped. That's not what this is with nine women coming forward. And look, I don't, you know, it's not okay to take matters into your own hands. And the graffiti on, the window is unfortunate. You know what's more unfortunate? Like allowing a sexual predator to work at your establishment.
Would you ever let a male give you a massage?
Yeah, yeah.
You would?
I have.
Would you in the future?
A licensed therapist? You know, I think one of the power in the women coming forward and naming themselves and telling the story, and if you go find it in the Kansas City Star, it's outstanding reporting, is that once those women were brave enough to come forward and say, this happened to me, here come the other women. Right. Like, I didn't say anything because I didn't know, like, all these other women have now come forward. It's empowering because now you can have this conversation with your daughter and say 99.9% of massage therapists are in it for the right reasons. But if you are ever somewhere like out of town, I don't know, at a bachelorette party and you all that weekend go get your nails done, let's go get a massage. And something like this happens, you now know that you're not alone. You can start screaming from the rooftops that this happened to you.
You know, and I feel bad about asking you, you know, would you let a man give you a professional massage?
I wouldn't now. I have done it in the past.
Yeah, because I'm sure there are plenty of men
who are outstanding,
who are in the business, who are licensed, who are very professional, very good at what they do. They take it very seriously, and they're all being painted, sadly,
by this one
that's right,
ding-a-ling who wasn't even brush. Licensed to do it.
Correct.
And so then the question becomes, Scott, where is the Board of Healing Arts? Where is the law?
Where's because the city?
Well, it's my understanding, Scott, that certain things have to happen in a certain order for someone to go in and shut something down. The law needs to change because, trust me, if this happened to nine women, and I believe the number is higher,
sure,
they should have the power to go in and shut it down. That they have not should
they?
Say something.
Who's they?
Either the city or the Board of Healing Arts.
Which would be the state.
But I believe the last time we talked about this, they have to have a conviction before they go in and shut a place down, which is unconscionable. Once you have nine women coming forward saying this happened to me, all with the same story, all with the same guy, there should be teeth behind some regulation that says we can shut it down. It's my understanding up to this point, the rules are not written that way.
Then let me ask this a different way. If you're with ABC, Alcohol and Beverage Control, whatever it's called, if you bust a bar, say in Lawrence or Manhattan or Columbia, correct, selling alcohol to a bunch of 18, 19-year-old kids, can you shut that bar down or do you have to wait for a conviction?
You can shut that bar down, Scott. I'll give you an even simpler example. You're a health food inspector person. You go into a restaurant and the mayonnaise has been sitting out for 5 days.
Or there's cockroaches in the back.
You can shut it down. We have to have the laws fall in line with that. So when there is an emergency, and this is an emergency, there is some path to have an emergency shutdown order. There is no path currently.
And I can hear people in their car saying right now, well, it's, you know, he's been arrested, he's been charged, But this lady who runs the business
knew
Let me finish my point. You know, she's just trying to run a business, and you guys are bad-mouthing the Fusion Spa on State Line Road, and you're costing her a career. She knew, I don't know if she knew how far it allegedly went, but she knew that this guy was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was her husband, by the way, was giving massages without a license. And I don't know if it's required in Kansas or if it's required in Missouri, but it's required in one of the two.
I believe it is required in Missouri because the State Board of Healing Arts has said he is not currently licensed, nor has there ever been anyone licensed. And in court documents, the owner, she says they knew he didn't have a license.
Right.
But they allowed him, quote, under some supervision to continue doing what—
Clearly not.
Clearly not. And if you go back and look at the reporting on this, the first allegation where police were called, this is not weeks ago, this dates back years.
Mm-hmm.
This is not new. So you might be able to say, Scott, in court with a straight face, that they didn't know the first time it happened. Okay, I'll give you that.
All right.
What about times 2 through 9? What about the time 911 was called because the teenage girl went in with her mom and was assaulted? Did you not know that time? Of course they did.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Logan Weber filling in today for Sam Stevie. He is back on Thursday. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, let's get to the phones. 913-586-7798. Susie in Leawood. Susie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was just going to comment on what you guys are talking about. As far as the licensing, most states are nationally regulated, or state,
they
require national certification. Now, and they're regulated by the state. Kansas is regulated city by city.
That's
so
right.
So if you wanted to make a complaint, you need to call, like, the city clerk or the city, you know, call the city.
But could I, Susie, could I or Dana, could we just open up our own massage parlor tomorrow in Kansas and that's it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You know, actually, there might be some cities in Kansas that, yes, you can do that. But no, you've got to be, you have to have certification, a minimum of a certain amount of hours, 500 hours. And you have to have continuing education. And you have to get licensed. You have to have those credentials to get licensed and work and open a business. So they were clearly, you know, he was not licensed. So she knew he wasn't licensed.
Correct.
It should be shut down.
Do you have to be registered or licensed, I guess is the better word, in Missouri by the state?
Yes.
Okay.
Statewide. Kansas, it's city by city.
Okay.
Which is, you know, Kansas isn't big on the regulations. So we've tried to get it regulated so everybody has the same criteria. But it's just not. So.
All right. Susie, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Be well. All right. Jeffrey in Topeka. Jeffrey, hello.
Yeah, hi. I got scammed by that Kansas Turnpike Authority, and they said I owed $6.80, and I went through the whole process, and they got my credit card, my name, everything, and at the end, it popped up and said I have an Apple Pay account now with the last five digits of my credit card listed, and I knew something was wrong when I saw that pop up. And so I immediately called my credit card company, and they took care of it. You know, they canceled my number. I didn't get any charges, but
you're lucky, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you are lucky.
Yeah, I'd had problems with that in the past with some accounts like that.
And you literally gave out your credit card information.
Well, I put it in. In there, the forms look very, you know, they look very real. Huh. I mean, I just type it in. No, I didn't talk to anybody. This was all done via my computer. And at the end, there's this pop-up that I now have access.
yep.
to Apple Pay. And I didn't want any access to Apple Pay. My son's had some issues with that in the past with me, charging stuff I didn't want that I didn't know about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why I immediately called. And, you know, they said basically, you know, since they had my number, to change the number, but I can still use my card with the chip.
So, hey, Jeffrey,
till I get the new card. What?
Yeah. Thank you for the call. One of the things going back that the FBI said this in the release of over the billions of dollars in scams lost and 250,000 people fell for it, is that they are starting to see more victims, like I said, that aren't over the age of 80 mm-hmm. because they have gotten so good. They have gotten so good. And one of the people that they interviewed for the story said, for lack of a better word, I hate to say it, they're professionals. So you don't have to be embarrassed anymore. If something like this happens and you give out the wrong number, you know, don't do it. But if it happens, you don't have to be embarrassed anymore. They are professionals scamming hundreds of thousands of people out of billions of dollars. They wouldn't have that rate of success if they weren't so good at what they are doing.
And with the KTA, the Turnpike texting that you get, and I've received, I think, three now. Oh, I delete them all, of course, because I know it's a scam. But they're not aggressively threatening. They're passively threatening. And by that, I mean, they just simply say,
you will
say,
be handcuffed
no.
by law enforcement.
Well, that would be aggressively threatening.
Well, I know, but some of the words they use, well, you can tell because cops will come get you.
But what they say in these texts are simply, this is your last chance.
Warning.
Last yep. chance mm-hmm. to pay your KTA bill online.
Yeah.
You owe $4.18. That's what I got. Click on the link below. Follow the prompts to pay your bill.
Okay, but
that's
follow it. Me here, Scott. This is why the losses are starting to add up, because they used to say, you know, your grandson needs bail and it's $25,000. And, you know, if you don't do it now, he will be arrested by cops. And so the language wasn't great. There was always this, wait a minute, right. We don't talk like that. And then also they wanted $25,000. So you're going to think twice. The brilliance, I hate to use that word, in this stupid toll scam is that they get all of your information for $4. And if you're not paying attention, you think, well, it's $4. I need to pay it. That right. sounds about right. I owe $4. Okay. Yeah. They're not after your $4. They're after $4,000 or $40,000 mm-hmm. once you give them that credit card number.
Let's go to Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, hello.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
So I got a new one this morning, and I've seen that Clay County Sheriff had actually posted that it is a scam. So let me see here. Fenang661@try849.buzz sent me a text message saying, Missouri Department of Revenue, final notice. This is your final notice that the Missouri Department of Revenue regarding an unpaid traffic violation fine associated with your vehicle, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So now they're trying to become or make it look like they're the Department of Revenue.
Huh.
But I've been getting a bunch of these lately, and they're always from some like super off the wall, like email address. So if you're sending money to Fenang661,
well, and I will point out the prefix, the area code for the number that I got for the Kansas Turnpike Authority was not 785, was not 316, mm-mm. and was not 913.
And the Department of Revenue is not in charge of fining you for a ticket.
That is correct. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Don't forget to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. The news with Dan coming your way. In just a moment, we will see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.